And to discuss the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, we turn to Shola Talabi, a nuclear engineer with long experience in the power industry. He's an adjunct professor at the University of Michigan and the University of Pittsburgh, where he teaches nuclear reactor safety. Welcome. Thank you very much. Welcome to the NewsHour. What are the worries about the physical plant in Zaporizhia, given the ongoing war around it?
Right. So I think there's certainly a lot of concern here. Speaking in non-esoteric nuclear terms, you can think of the plant as a system that's under stress. And any system under stress, under sustained stress, would eventually fail. And the question is really how, when, and where. So you can think of three P's. You can think of the people who work at the plant. You can think of the processes, and you can think about the physical structures. They are all under stress. The people are under duress, working under duress, the threat of violence, so that creates stress. You can think of the processes. The nuclear plants are very process-driven, heavily procedural. Those processes are under stress. And certainly the physical structure we've seen with the shelling and that, clearly that the physical structure is under stress. So I would say some specific risks include the vulnerability, the vulnerable systems that are outside the containment structure. So if you've ever driven past a nuclear plant, you see a big dome. Those components and elements that are inside the dome are generally relatively safe from the physical stress, but there are a lot of critical systems that are outside. And those are certainly more vulnerable to the attacks.
And so one of those systems seems to be the electricity, right? The electricity needs to remain to the plant. Otherwise, what's the risk?
Right. So it's something called a loss of offsite power, a loop event, where there are critical cooling systems that require electricity to function. And the key with nuclear safety is really about keeping the plant cool. So any systems that may be affected, they're related to cooling that require outside electricity to perform, are certainly vulnerable.
And how concerned are you? I mean, we're talking about the possibility of a radiation leak. You talked about the safety of the plant itself from sustained bombardment and this electricity risk. How worried should we be?
I think we should be very worried. And again, it's because even though these systems, these nuclear plants are very resilient and they have redundant systems, they are designed for what's called design basis threats. And these threats, believe it or not, are still generally within the design basis, but the fact that they're sustained, that could put them in the realm of being beyond the design basis. And so I would say that especially, like you mentioned, the electrical systems that support cooling, but also those systems that are outside the dome, things like the spent fuel pool, which is what it sounds like, the fuel that's being used, that's stored outside the containment structure, still has a tremendous amount of energy and the ability to reduce, to release radionuclide particles that could create an inhalation risk. And I think just in the intro to this segment, it had been mentioned that there could be that spread of the radionuclide particles throughout the atmosphere. And certainly you could have a significant environmental incident.
The IAEA has said there's no immediate threat, but, quote, that could change at any minute. You mentioned the threat of the people, 10,000 Ukrainian staff at this plant who are operating it under extraordinarily difficult circumstances, literally at gunpoint, reports of torture. Some staff disappeared. How much of a concern is that for you in terms of the plant's safety?
It's a significant concern because at the end of the day, no matter how resilient the system is, you need the human factor, you need the human element to execute those processes correctly and effectively. There's a category of analysis called human factor elements. That human factor is currently under significant stress. And if you looked at a plant safety model, you would actually be able to some extent quantitatively express the degradation in safety that you have because you have the human factor under stress. So it's a significant element. The plants are resilient, but any system, again, that's under sustained stress will eventually break.
Sobering words. Shola Talabi, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.